Had somebody suggest that the last couple of weeks you've been practicing maybe as well as you've been practicing all year. Would you agree with that assessment?
Of course. I'm always getting better. So, I mean, that's my goal going in each and every week, just keep getting better and be on the field.
Do you feel like you're on the cusp of earning a good amount of snaps on game day?
I don't know. It's up to the coaches. I just got to keep going out there and practicing hard and, you know, competing with my teammates.
Do you like where your game is, though? If say,
course.
Okay, Monday night, they call your number and say, hey.
I'll be ready.
How you been handling the mental side of not getting the snaps that you're accustomed to?
Just smiling, working hard, getting better, you know, putting in a little extra work, and that's about it, just getting ready. Worst thing you can do is not be prepared when your name is called.
Do you lean on anyone, whether it's Coach Stewart, others, maybe family members, friends, for advice to get through this?
No, I'm always a positive guy. Well, I do. My family and my peers and my friends and my teammates, you know, just staying in it. You know, it's a long season. Guys getting hurt, and you got to be the next man ready.
Anybody else?
What have you seen as the difference, you know, as you get into the NFL, as you're seeing it ramp up and why you haven't gotten on the field? Is there a difference from college to here?
Just being comfortable with your ability, I guess. I don't know. I mean, for me, it was just, you know, getting the game speed and learning the playbook and being comfortable with the scheme and recognizing defenses. And, you know, it's many different ways you can just, it'll slow you down. It's the league, you know. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows where they got to go. And you just got to be ready for it, and I'm ready, so.
Is it also that you guys are loaded up in that position? I mean,
I don't see that. I see myself as a receiver, and I don't compete against my teammates. I compete against myself, and I try to get better every day. And you know, we got a lot of great guys, and you know, we all come out and work. And you know, coach is going to put who they want to play for that week.
Can you lean on a guy like Diggs, though? I mean, he was inactive the first handful of games last year, and then it was about this time last year where things started to pick up.
I just think that's everybody has their own path to plan, and you know, that was his path, and guys come in and dominate the league, so it can go either way. It can go either way. It's just, you just got to continue to get better and focus on yourself and help the team win.
Is it good to be in a position that you have a lot of really quality guys that you can learn from and lean on?
Absolutely. It's always good to have players that you can learn from and compete against every day, so you won't get comfortable if you are that number one guy. And I think we all feel the same about each other.
Have the coaches been clear with you what you have to do to get on the field, like this, and this?
No, they haven't. They just, you know, keep working. Next guy up. That's the mindset of this team, so he's got to keep working.
Thanks, Paul.